That Naturopathic Podcast. TNP.
Hello there.
Hi, and thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Michelle Pulbega, naturopathic doctor.
And I'm Dr. David Miller, ND, and we hear your frustrations. This show is for you.
This show is for you if you're feeling like your current healthcare strategy is not getting to the root cause or the underlying reasons for your health.
This show is for you if you've been told that you're fine, but you definitely don't feel very well.
This show is for you if you're walking out of your doctor's office with 1, 2, 3, 4, or even 5 medications without any mention of diet, lifestyle, or a long-term game plan.
This show is for you if you've got several specialists taking care of you, but no one is really putting all the pieces together.
This show is for you if you believe that health should be part of healthcare. These problems have solutions.
We know it.
Our patients know it.
And we want you to know it.
Naturopathic medicine is the solution that you should know about.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of That Naturopathic Podcast. Dr. David Miller, ND here, flying solo this week. I want to talk to you about something that seems to be misunderstood even by maybe some experts, and that maybe that's due to there being insufficient evidence of this kind of this work. And the name of this episode is I Love You and I Am Stronger Than You, The Importance of Rough and Tumble Play in Child Development. So this is particularly relevant for me personally, as I got a toddler who loves rough and tumble play, and he exhibits virtually nil in the way of behavioral issues that I can see in my time with him. So maybe it's counterintuitive that, you know, we engage in a lot of rough and tumble play, and that he shows very little aggression, or he understands the intricacies, I guess, the instincts of playful, aggressive physical interactions with me. And so I was like thinking, maybe I'm doing this wrong. So I wanted to look at the research, and instead of just following my instincts, which, you know, instincts actually seem to be pretty much in line with what I'm finding here. So if you ask everyone, do boys or girls prefer rough and tumble play, it looks like across all cultures, generally boys engage in it a little bit more. What's interesting though is that both boys and girls enjoy rough and tumble play over other types of play. So it's not like girls don't like it. It just seems to be boys are, you know, extra involved in it. And another interesting thing is that fathers are the preferred playmate. So if you're going to do rough and tumble play, most kids are going to be prefer to be playing with the father. So, you know, if you're talking about rough and tumble play, it's probably important to talk about definitions, because I was like, okay, this was an important question for me too. Like, what are the parameters of rough and tumble play? Is it like, you know, fake air punching and wrestling, playing horsey, you know, throwing kids in the air and catching them, or what? So I found several definitions in several papers, and I can share the references, but I've got about 4 or 5 references for all this information, which were pretty good. So here's a few different definitions. Say rough and tumble play is a specific form of physical play characterized by aggressive behaviors such as wrestling, grappling, jumping, tumbling, and chasing in a play context. And I think that's very key, is the context. Another one said vigorous behaviors such as wrestling, grappling, kicking, and tumbling that would appear to be aggressive except for the playful context. And yet another one said verbally and physically cooperative play behavior involving at least 2 children. Now, this was a study where they actually tried to look at the implementation of rough and tumble play in basically early childhood education, preschool setup. So it wasn't just with the father. They were actually watching peer-on-peer rough and tumble play. They said, so where the children or all participants enjoyably and voluntarily angle in reciprocal role-playing that includes aggressive make-believe themes, actions, and words, yet lacks intent to harm either child emotionally or physically. Making rough and tumble play is a complex activity. Making precise definitions is going to be difficult. But it says, in this other paper, it says there's general agreement that rough and tumble play in both animals and humans refers to vigorous behavior such as wrestling, grappling, kicking, and tumbling that would appear to be aggressive, except for the playful context. And, you know, three important features may be that there are signs of positive affect. So it's fun, you know, everyone's enjoying it. Partners reciprocate the roles chaser and chased. This in the way that fathers or, I don't know, parents, but generally fathers, there seems to be a little bit more research on rough and tumble play with fathers. What they do is self-handicapping. So you let the kid win a little bit. And I'll get into a detail about that, which is really, really important. It sounds like from one 2009 paper from Quebec, Canada. There's a specific factor in terms of self-handicapping and dominance. So different kinds of rough and tumble play. These are as described by, these authors, Aldis, Pellegrini, Pellis et al, and Tannick. Chasing games are one of them. So two or more children run and chase each other. Role reversal is often observed, and it can involve fragmentary dimensions of categories 3 and 4 in between the chasing. So categories 3 and 4 are big body play with contact and play fighting. Point is, it's chasing back and forth. Okay, so that's one. The next two are big body play without contact and big body play with contact. So, big body play without contact would be like rolling, jumping, falling, sliding, kind of like the kids are kind of playing in the same space, kind of together, but there's no physical contact with the other players. And, there's one or more children together, but there's no competition. That's key. Big body play with contact is the same thing, large motor physical tumbling involving two or more children with or without play equipment. Low degree of competition between the players, that's key. And then the last category they put together was play fighting, which is boxing, kicking, pushing, and wrestling. I'd imagine if kicking's in there, punching is involved in it too. Yeah, boxing. So that's involved in there. There's an obvious degree of competition and play aggression between players. Often it's combined with imaginative play, like a superhero play. So in terms of genders, like girls tend to be more interested in big body play than boys, and the boys will be have more of an affinity for play fighting. And that's, I guess intuitively, that's what a lot of people would think. Well, hopefully not to offend anyone here, but I think that a lot of parents would agree that that's probably what they intuitively thought would be the case, and it appears to be that, yeah, the boys are involved in the more rougher kind of stuff, the more competitive play fighting. Well, play fighting is involved as a subcategory of rough and tumble play, and I think that's very important. Just sort of like, you know, some background information on fathers that came up in reading these papers was that the presence of a father and a father figure in a child's life can protect children from physically aggressive behavior in early childhood, which is a risk factor for development of psychopathy later in life. So maybe we'll come back to that and sort of roll it in with a few other concepts, because it actually goes nicely. There's a protective effect of the father. They looked at father-child activation score. This is kind of how it's this kind of view of activation. The activation relationship is the child's emotional bond to a parent that fosters his or her opening to the world, with a special focus on parental stimulation and protection through control during the exploration of social and physical environments. So this parent-child bond is developed to foster the regulation of risk-taking. So it's, the first part of, the child development is just take care, nurture. And then it's like, okay, now we have to put you out into the world. And these are the types of things that help prepare children for the real world and negotiating risks and interactions socially. Yeah, this father-child activation score is a protective factor in reducing the association between disorganized attachment to mother and preschooler's anxiety. So a good relationship with the father can have a mitigating effect on the risk of disorganized attachment to mother. They actually did a 16-year longitudinal study of German families, and sensitive and challenging play with the father, with the child, was the strongest predictor of children's attachment status as adolescents and teenagers. This is really interesting. With a lot of kids growing out without, you know, stable dads or masculine, healthy masculine influence in the home, we're seeing a lot of anxiety and depression and suicide, and, you know, maybe a lack of resilience in emotional and many other ways. So this study showed that the sensitive and challenging play was going to predict the ability of the child to deal more comfortably with uncertainties and complexities, and less likely they'll be less likely to withdraw in the face of frustration and adversity. So that's pretty interesting. Also, another cross-sectional longitudinal study showing executive function, working memory, and attention positively linked to father-child rough and tumble play frequency and or quality. And quality RTP means the father is attentive and playful. You communicate enjoyment. It's clearly a fun, enjoyable experience for everyone. And the father must be attuned to the child's abilities and interests and can, you know, motivate to re-engage if need be, and balances that challenging and self-handicapping, right? The title of this comes through here again. I love you and I am stronger than you. So teaching them in a sort of comfortable way how to deal with adversity and dominance and hierarchies that way. Hugely important. And high quality rough and tumble play was associated with fewer total problems as rated by both mothers and fathers using the SDQ, which is Strengths and Difficulties Questionnaire. Really, really cool that these ways in which it appears to help seem to be related to frontal lobe development, which is happening quite a lot. I mean, look, we can always affect our frontal lobe, but these preschoolers, there's a lot of learning going on in the prefrontal cortex, and it looks like rough and tumble play is hugely important on prefrontal cortex and social interaction, and this is in rodents and other mammals too. If rats are not allowed to engage in rough and tumble play, they have impaired rule learning and deficiencies in the prefrontal cortex and social interaction. You know, maybe there's some indication here or some implication for, more healthy rough and tumble play with fathers or with father figures to mitigate some of the risks of, I mean, you can think of ADHD, you can maybe think of autistic sort of spectrum issues where, you know, socialization can be difficult. You know, I guess sort of in defense of dads, you know, doing this kind of rough and tumble play, we're gonna see some benefits to the children in later life with emotions and mood and socialization. They even talked about kids being more popular if they engage in this. I mean, that seems strange, but that's what the research says. Kids are more popular in if they've engaged in high quality rough and tumble play, probably with their father or a father figure. So self-regulation, I mean, how important is that for success in life and in whatever you do? And it looks like this type of rough and tumble play is really, really important for self-regulation. Again, we're talking about you know, there being a lot of ADHD, ADD sort of spectrum going on. And maybe as we become, as we are not so accepting of some aspects of rough and tumble play, let's say, perhaps there's going to be long-term consequences to that, in children growing up into, you know, resilient adults. I guess I that was the majority of what I wanted to get across. But here was the thing I alluded to earlier. One of the specifics that seems to be really important for quality of rough and tumble play, and I only saw it in one or two of the papers I looked at, was that there has to be a kind of right amount of the father asserting dominance and not just letting the child win all the time. It seems like the neurodevelopmental or neurobehavioral benefit of this rough and tumble play is actually, showing the child that that they're not boss, and you know whether that looks like when they're an infant, just sort of throwing them up in the air because you can, because it's easier and you're bigger, or when they're, you know, preschoolers or whatever, like really pinning them down and but then letting them get up again. But they need to experience, it looks like they need to be on the receiving end of dominant play. And that's key. It's play. This is play. And the child knows it's play, and the father must know it's play for high quality rough and tumble play. So that was a very interesting finding that I, you know, most of this was pretty intuitive, I thought, and I'd heard a lot of this in sort of like, you know, all experts talking about it, rough and tumble play and the importance of fathers. But that was a really interesting specific thing, was that it's important to not just let the child win. And so I guess that's like the essence of a kind of healthy masculine influence on a child, is that with the archetype of the feminine archetype being accepting and nurturing and everything. Yes, everything is amazing. You're amazing. Oh my God, you're the most amazing thing. And part of the essence of masculine, healthy masculine, is like, okay, you're good, but you need to prove yourself and you need to hold yourself to some standard to the world. And so like they talk about the mother feminine child relationship being very inward, like the two, like the mother looking at the child looking at the mother. What the job is then on top of that, although the father can achieve some of the caring sort of nurturing aspects that a mother can, the father's job then is to now go and through that activation relationship that I talked to earlier, they go, okay, now we must take you to the world. And it's a little bit riskier. The world is a little bit riskier than just sitting here, you know, in your mother's bosom. And the father is an important sort of transition, it appears, in getting the child to go from that inward-looking mother-child dyad to, okay, now let's... let's show ourselves to the world. So that is what I learned from rough and tumble play research, that most of the papers coming from the late 2000s up until I think one of the papers was 2024, so, or 2023. So hopefully you're up to date with rough and tumble play, and you know, take home the take home here is that all kids do well with rough and tumble play. Boys tend to take it to a little bit more of a play fighting level, although girls will engage with the boys level more than the boys will go to the girls level. If there's a bunch of girls playing, the boys will just will adapt to the girls will adapt to the boys play, excuse me. So that was an interesting thing. Yeah, girls like to sort of do this rough and tumble play with girls more, and boys like to do it more boys, but they do mix, and if they mix, the girls would generally adapt to the boys' kind of rough and tumble play characteristics, and maybe they play fighting as well. And I think other take homes are that engaging in playful rough and tumble play is actually going to decrease problems with aggression. And it's maybe counterintuitive. One of the keys in the factor of rough and tumble aggressive play actually helping with frontal lobe, prefrontal cortex development and aggression later in life, and, you know, preventing behavioral issues, is that the child must experience being on the dominated side, in terms of there has to be times when they lose a little bit. It's good for them. And that's why the name of the podcast episode today is I Love You and I'm Stronger Than You, the importance of rough and tumble play in child development. Okay. Thank you so much for listening, and dads, get out there and play with your kids. It's good for them.